Some of you may think that I plan Sourcecast episodes weeks in advance. On a few rare occasions, that actually does happen. I have a story idea that I'm thinking about, but I need more information, I need to flesh it out, or I may see a story thread emerge on the Source blog, and it grows from week to week, and I know there's a larger story that I have to go deeper on, which is a good candidate for the podcast. But most weeks, the story is decided on Thursday or Friday, and the podcast goes live on Monday, which means I have a small window to record and edit and get the story out to the masses. This week's podcast is being recorded on Friday, and it will go live on Monday, hopefully. And the subject of my story is a supplier that I don't talk about much here on The Source or on Sourcecast, and that supplier is Cisco. Cisco made some moves this week. They made two acquisitions, and they announced a partnership with Google. And I wanted to know a little bit more about their acquisition strategy and go deeper into some of the articles that I've read about their shift from hardware to more of a software-based business. So this week, Cisco, you have my attention. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 93. Before we get to our main story, I have an announcement and some bad news, kind of. First, the good news. I know some people aren't the biggest podcast fans. They're not into downloading podcast applications on their phone to manage and listen to Sourcecast. So I've made a decision to start porting Sourcecast episodes over to YouTube. This is to make listening to Sourcecast easier. It's easier to subscribe. And as home assistants like Google Home and the Amazon Echo make their way into people's homes, I want to make sure that my content is also available on those devices. If you do have an Amazon Echo at home, all you have to do is tell it to play Sourcecast podcast, and it will play the most recent episode. As I started this journey of migrating some of the older episodes over to YouTube, they got me for using The Girl from Ipanema. I pulled down a Muzak version. I thought it would be okay. It wasn't. So to make this long-winded announcement short, moving forward, I will not be using The Girl from Ipanema during the acquisition news. I have selected a license-free song that gives you the same feel, but without any of those nasty copyright issues. Here's a little sample. So on to our main story, Cisco. In the last week, Cisco purchased two different companies. One is a company called Perspeca, which is a machine learning company. Networkworld.com is reporting, and I quote, "One of the reasons Cisco was attracted to Perspeca is because of the company's ability to monitor data in real time. Being able to process data as it's created or very shortly afterwards can speed the time that end users are able to gain insights from the data." The terms of this deal were not disclosed. And while that's common, I think there's more to this particular deal not having financial terms disclosed, more so than in other situations. Another article that I covered this week on the Source blog was the fact that artificial intelligence experts are commanding an extremely high salary. And the reason is classic supply and demand. There's simply not enough artificial intelligence experts available on a global basis. The New York Times is claiming that only 10,000 artificial intelligence experts exist on the entire planet right now. And the people that do have expertise, whether they're in the business world or in education, they're starting to command salaries between $300,000 and $500,000 a year. So I have a suspicion that this Perspeca acquisition not only has to do with gaining the assets of this toolset, but also the subject matter experts that the company employs. In addition to Perspeca, Cisco picked up BroadSoft for $1.9 billion. According to TechCrunch, this purchase gives Cisco a new way to sell its communication tools as it shifts its focus from pure networking hardware to one focused on software and services delivered in the cloud. That transition from a hardware company to a software and services-based company is very important, and I want to dive deeper into it in a few minutes. But before that, I want to cover the acquisitions that Cisco has made over the last 2 years. In February of 2016, Cisco acquired Jasper Technologies, and they were developers of an Internet of Things cloud platform. They purchased that company for $1.4 billion. In March of 16, Cisco purchased Qlikr Technology, which is an application-defined cloud orchestration platform, for $260 million. In June of 16, they purchased CloudLock, which is a cloud security provider, for almost $300 million. In January of this year, Cisco purchased AppDynamics, which is an application performance management company, and they spent $3.7 billion. In May of this year, they purchased another application performance management company called Viptela for $610 million. In July, they purchased Observable Networks, which is a cloud security provider, for an undisclosed sum. And when you factor in these two most recent purchases, Cisco has spent at least $8.2 billion on acquisitions over the last 2 years. Cisco announced their shift from a hardware-based company to more of a software and services focus in May of 2016. Cisco CEO Chuck Robbins, who joined the company in 2015, stated in May of 2016 that he was trying to accelerate growth by shifting the company's offerings towards software-based networking and management products, which, according to Data Center Knowledge, customers increasingly prefer because they're less expensive and more adaptable. The company is clearly utilizing an acquisition strategy versus creating this technology in-house. The benefit is that they are purchasing established technology, and they are dramatically reducing their time to market because there's nothing for them to develop. As Cisco is shifting to a software company, their hardware business saw a decline last year of 3% from the earlier year. Their router division suffered a 5% decrease. This is a primary reason why the company has focused on security firms as acquisition targets, because they're incorporating that security into the equipment. In January of 2015, Cisco's stock was $27.68. A year later, and after Robbins came on board, the stock decreased in value, down to $22.89. Since the start of their acquisition cycle, starting with Jasper Technologies in February of 16, the stock has increased to $34.56. That is almost a $12 increase, or a 34% boost. Cisco's acquisition strategy of not trying to build it, but trying to leverage what already exists, seems to have influenced their next major decision that was announced this week, which is a partnership with Google. The Wall Street Journal reported that Cisco and Google are combining their technology to help corporate customers more easily develop software in the cloud. Google is a distant third in cloud providers behind Amazon and Microsoft, and as we've covered on this podcast, Cisco is transitioning from a hardware company to a cloud and software services provider. Instead of establishing their own hosting centers and expending all of that money to do so, Cisco is leaning on Google, who clearly needs another corporate partner. Apparently, the two companies have been working together for much of the past year, developing software and working with corporate customers on requirements, says Google's Diane Green. Cisco and Google plan to offer early access for a few customers in the first half of 2018. The software will then become more widely available in the later half of the year. Anytime corporations announce strategic partnerships with each other, especially in the IT space, it always piques my interest. I've reported on previous partnerships like between IBM and Apple, and Apple and GE, and IBM and Box. Sometimes these partnerships lead to future acquisitions, but I'm not getting that vibe right now, not yet. There are other times where these announcements are really just press releases. It makes a big splash in the news for a few days, and then nothing ever seems to come of it until the next strategic partnership gets announced, and everybody forgets about the old one. From what I can see, this one seems to be a little bit more substantial. It does make sense for both companies to try to attempt this partnership, because Cisco does need a hosting center and someone with subject matter expertise in the cloud, and Google does need more strategic partners, which Cisco has access to. Cisco is also trying to focus on the Internet of Things. That is another aspect of all of these application management companies that they've been acquiring. Google, with their own artificial intelligence programs and the strategies and technologies that they have been implementing in their own data center, they have a very good handle on the Internet of Things. So that could also be a prime area for partnership as well. I don't know if Cisco's heavy news week was planned or if it was just a happy accident. But either way, because of the frequency of news, they've certainly gained my attention, and I'm going to be watching to see what this company does next.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.